Cities and towns have to change when they lose their main employer. One small city in northeastern Alabama used to be known for its steel making. Now it's making a name for itself in a business with a different image. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Tanya Ott explains.
For much of the 20th century, Gadsden, Alabama was an important industrial center. But by 2000, Republic Steel had permanently closed and the Goodyear tire plant had laid off thousands of workers. Today, if you mention layoffs to folks like Donna Pruitt at the local barbecue joint, you hear their pain.
When you said Goodyear, you thought of Gadsden. When you said steel plant, you thought of Gadsden. Now I guess the city, in a way, is having to reinvent.
Gadsden is a small working-class town where the average family makes just $24,000 a year. But the area is getting help from an unlikely cottage industry that's popped up, high-end luxury real estate.
Let's get ready to go on the houses. Who'll be about $800,000? Let's go. Think of 800. Start us off. Think of 8. Where?
At least four local companies sell property to rich people across the country. Cosmetics queen Mary Kay Ash used Gadsden's national auction group to sell her pink mansion in Dallas. NBA star Karl Malone hired J.P. King Auction Company to sell his Utah estate. The King Company started in 1915, selling mules. By 1992, J.P. King's great-grandson, Craig King, was overseeing the auction of Kentucky's legendary Calumet horse farm for an astounding $17 million.
That really helped people realize that you could take the super luxury properties to auction, just as you can the fine art and the nice antiques, and still get a fair value.
Craig King was recently in Mount Pleasant, Texas, auctioning two custom-built homes and 19 prime waterfront properties. Dozens of potential buyers crowded under a tent, enjoying wine and swanky hors d'oeuvres. John Fox came from Arizona to buy land he plans to flip.
I attend probably 15 auctions a year. Many times if you have an auction like today, you'll have the first few lots go to an end user. And then after that, when the end users are gone, the prices drop down, and that gives someone like myself an opportunity to buy and put it back in the market and wait for another end user to come by and buy it.
While much of the real estate market is softening, high-end properties continue to command big prices, says University of Alabama real estate expert Leonard Zampano. Last year, there was an 11% hike in sales of homes priced over $5 million.
It's a rarefied market. There aren't that many people who would qualify to purchase that home. By having an auction in a particular location as a particular date, you bring all those people who have the interest and ability to purchase that house to that property where it's available to the highest bidder.
Sell dreams, not dirt. That's the advice of Gadsden auctioneer Craig King, printed in Donald Trump's latest book, The Best Real Estate Advice I Ever Received. Gadsden's luxury auction houses are helping the city dream big. Tom Quinn is president of the local Chamber of Commerce.
You know, I can remember when Pittsburgh was an ugly city and when Chattanooga was an ugly city. And, you know, all these cities that have changed their economy because they have diversified are doing very, very well.
It's hard to quantify the auction house's impact on the Gadsden economy. City leaders say fostering entrepreneurs like these is just one part of their revitalization strategy. But new joint ventures with Sotheby's and the Wall Street Journal to draw attention to Gadsden's auction houses may help put a new public face on this former company town. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.